in Ottawa on Saturday to hear Drs. Paul and Renata Biondich speak, and the event was hosted by Nancy McAllister. It was a fabulous event, great information, and then also they had so many testimonies. It was just the overwhelming impact of you know, really hearing from people who are getting results and the energy in the room. And I had my daughter with me, and she's now almost completed her first month on the program with incredible results. So I'm just thrilled about all of that.
That's fantastic, Maura. I heard the event was stellar. It was an epic event, and people just gleaned so much information from Dr. Paul in particular, and really awesome energy. So thank you for that. Just let's have one more share before we bring out our speaker.
You're on mute.
Barbie.
Good morning, Barbie. How are you, girl?
I am great. I am great. Well, on Saturday, Jean and I updated our photos for our business cards. I finally changed my last name on my Facebook account, did all kinds of stuff, and then we decided to go out, have an appetizer and a cocktail and just kind of wind down. We stopped at a place we've never been before, just went out driving, ended up at this place where they were having a birthday party, connected with four people. The owner and his fiance, who is dealing with health and weight loss, and the gal that was working the event that is a mom of two kids, her energy, she's looking to make more money, she's raising two daughters on her own. It was just unreal. Four connections that we're following up with today.
That is
absolutely. Hi, it's Deanna from Bountiful.
Hi, Deanna. Sue here, and we are going to get the call started right away. Thank you, Barbie, for your share. That was exciting and energizing, and you just had some really calm, cool energy going into that that environment. So with ease, you attracted those four people. So that's awesome, girlfriend. So, all right. I want you to please get your papers ready. What I'd also like you to do is to pay attention. Lean in, guys. This is going to be a fabulous call. What I'd love to do is encourage you as well to put yourself in the situations that Jeff is going to take us through during this call and really glean the information. Listen to the recording over and over again so that you can really take away the things that are going to propel your business forward. So before I introduce our speaker, I just want to check and make sure he's here.
Yes, Sue, how are you?
Wonderful. Okay, so I have the awesome privilege of introducing our speaker. The gentleman that I'm going to introduce to you is Jeffrey. He is an internationally, get that guys, internationally recognized trainer, speaker, and author in the profession of network marketing and direct sales. Jeffrey has personally consulted over 9,000 clients. Can we get an O for that one? He has devoted over 60,000 hours coaching in the past 18 years, including a famous leader, amazing leader, Susan Sly, Carolyn Rodriguez, and Alexis Romano, just mentioned just a few. Who, by the way, we all know are seven-figure income earners. Jeffrey himself has been a seven-figure income earner in our profession for over 16 years. He is an author of highly inspiring books, including More Heart Than Talent, and get this one, guys, Psychologically Unemployed. Jeffrey is a master at assisting people to change the way they feel in order to achieve their goals and dreams. I personally have coached with Jeffrey. I've had my breakthroughs. I am honored and privileged to bring Jeffrey Combs to the call. So let's listen up, guys. Welcome, Jeffrey.
Thank you very much, Sue. It is my privilege and pleasure to be on this call. I want to thank Carolyn Rodriguez for having me on the call, and also you, Sue, for being an exceptional host for the call today and a very exceptional businesswoman yourself. Sue, the call goes to the bottom of the hour, 10:30, is that right?
Yes, it does.
All right, so and you would like me to cover how to address objections. So I'm going to jump right into that, and at the end of the call, I'll pass it right back to you. If that's good, is that good, Sue?
That's perfect. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the call, everyone. As Sue said, my name is Jeffrey Combs. I've been an entrepreneur for over 30-plus years, and I was a network marketer and a direct sales person myself for 8-plus years of my career full-time and part-time. So, and objections is one of the key components to understanding this, why people do what they do. In the world of network marketing and direct sales, it's important that you learn how to effectively ask the questions in a sequence. Sales is the highest paid profession in the world, and for you to become good as a professional, it's important you understand cause and effect, why people do what they do, and most importantly, how predictable they are. Now, your objective is to be able to have a relaxed conversation where you're doing the fact-finding, the rapport building, and you are also creating small talk. Those are the three ways that we create a question. The objective is when you communicate with people is to find out if they have a problem that you can resolve. But most importantly, do they see the problem that they have and are they willing to act on the situation? But if you get seduced, if you get overwhelmed, or if you get emotionally involved in someone and start to create a situation that isn't real, it's very easy to get disappointed and feel rejected. Now, I specialize not only in prospecting, network marketing, direct sales, but I also specialize in addictions. And a 5% of the population are emotionally addicted to a set of feelings that keep them overwhelmed, angry, resentful, hate, abandonment, rejection, guilt, shame, and as I said, overwhelmed feelings. These are the emotions that affect us. So there's a high probability that many of you on today's call have anxiety about being rejected. Well, first of all, when someone isn't interested, they're not rejecting you, they're not interested. And the more you understand the cause and the effect or why people do what they do, the less likely you are to take on a situation personally. But if rejection is an issue in your life, there's a high probability that you will create the situation to fulfill a biochemical craving that you become addicted to. So when someone isn't interested or gives you an objection, it is not a rejection. Now, when someone early in a conversation lets you know they're not interested, typically what it means is they're not emotionally available, they're not ready, they're not serious, and oftentimes they will prejudge an opportunity before they even see it. But when you take someone through the process, a simple system, after asking them a series of questions, you qualify them for your time, they go to a party, to a launch party, they go through a system, they watch a video, now you're in a position that you can close the transaction. But to be able to do that, you have to understand this, why people do what they do. An objection is this. An objection typically is a delayed decision. It's not that people don't see the value. It's that they can't decide. Now, if you believe that you have to talk to people 5, 6, 7 times, and that's not what I teach my clients, but if you believe that's what you have to do, then you'll do that. I believe that in 2 or 3 conversations at most, that most of society will either see an opportunity for what it is or they'll find a reason to avoid it. And the reason that many people avoid is because they cannot decide or they're not ready to decide at that present. So they will tend to use a series of objections to deflect their commitment. The most common objection that you will receive in any type of situation that requires a decision is money. And when you really break it down, when you break down it's somewhere between $300, $400, $600 to purchase a product of value, or it's $300, $400, $500, $600 to start a business, you have to factor that that's not a lot of money. If your dialogue with money isn't conducive to attracting the people who you can collaborate with, then you'll continue to attract people in your same emotional vibration, and you'll attract a lot of people that don't have the money. And you must let go of your anxiety about the money. And the story you talk to yourself about money, I always get people who don't have the money. Of course, it's the money issue. Actually, it's not. It's going to be your issue. And you have to let go of your dialogue with money that isn't conducive to feeling prosperous to be able to attract a few prosperity partners. And the more you let go of your control of being disappointed, the higher the probability that you'll attract a few people to your reality weekly that you can partner and collaborate with. It does not take a lot of success seekers. It does not take a lot of sales volume to start to create results. The key to your game is rank advancement and then hitting the bonus pools, because that's where the money is. And the more you understand that, the more likely you are to get skilled at your profession. Now, your objective is to be able to, number one, assist people through their process, but you can't take on their pain. And when someone checks out, avoids the situation, they leave, aren't ready, don't take that personally because that's going to happen. That's the law of large numbers. A large percent of the population are not emotionally ready to change and or succeed, and you have to learn not to take that personally. Now, if you take situations personal and you are sensitive and defensive, then you will feel rejected when the wind blows. And to let go of rejection is to understand this, the cause that creates the effect. And if you don't understand the events that shaped your feelings, then you'll create the same set of circumstances over and over, attracting to your reality people and situations to fulfill a biochemical craving you become addicted to, which is typically abandonment and rejection. That's an emotion that affects people as well as guilt and shame. If you have challenges asking, receiving, and deserving, then you'll have challenges closing sales. So in the term handling objections, well, I'll break that down. It's not handling objections. It's understanding what to ask. And when someone gives an objection, you have to be able to differentiate in less than a second whether this situation merits my time. When someone tells you they're not interested, it's typically not worth your time to engage. When someone gives you the three most common objections that you will receive are this. Number one will be money. Number two, they will have to think about it. And number three, they will want to ask someone else's approval. That's third-party validation. They will want to run it by their significant other, their spouse, wife, husband, someone down the street that's similar to them. They want someone else's approval. So those are the three main objections. You will also encounter people who tell you they don't have the time. And then you will encounter people who want to do their research. Those are the five main objections. The most common ones, once again, are money, think, and third-party approval. They want to run it by someone. So it's predictable that you're going to receive those objections frequently. Now, those are only three main objections. With that in mind, that means your responsibility, i.e. the ability to respond, is not that difficult to master a set of questions that will allow you to trial close more frequently. I have closed in the thousands of sales with people who objected. I've also let in the hundreds of thousands of people go who I realized real quickly weren't serious success seekers, weren't committed to improving the quality of their health, weren't serious about changing the quality of their life. And you have to learn to let people go quickly. And the fortune's not in the follow-up. The fortune's in the close. And the more you understand how to close sales effortlessly and gracefully, the more likely you'll be able to teach it. But if you have a lot of anxiety about the outcome before you start, then you end up telegraphing your feelings and you end up sending a mixed message. But when you relax, when you really let go, and you're not overwhelmed with all the things you should, could, might, ought to say, when you're not overwhelmed about being judged, when you let go of the statements like you don't want to be pushy or you don't want to offend people or you don't want people to think you're trying to sell them something, that's one of the strangest statements. Of course you're trying to sell them something. Get comfortable with it. Sales is the highest paid profession in the world. How can you be a professional when you continue to operate like an amateur? Sales and marketing requires repetition and experience. It requires auto-suggestion, means you do it long enough that it becomes automatic, autonomic. But if you're not practicing the simple discipline, if you're not in a stationary point calling your leads that you created, and you don't have an absolutely simple system to take people through to qualify them for your time, then you're going to wing it and be overwhelmed and out of control. And if you really get good at this game and you begin to master your emotions, it's a very relatively easy process to learn to trust your feelings so you can differentiate between who's a prospect and who's a suspect. A large percent of the population is not willing to change. Get comfortable with this. You have to let go of the people you think that need it and attract the people who deserve it. Not everyone wants to change. So when you see someone that's overweight, that doesn't mean they're a good candidate for your program. A large percent of the population are addicted dieters. You're not looking for an addicted dieter. You're looking for someone who's committed, serious, and decisive about changing the quality of their health. You're not looking for someone who's in a lot of debt and needs to get out of it. You're looking for someone who's committed to not being in debt. You're looking for someone who has a cause greater than their problem.
You're looking for people who are inspired, not people who want it, wish it, hope it, like it to happen. You're looking for people who are willing to do what others won't so they can have what others don't. And the more you understand how to let go of your own control, you'll attract a lot less people who are in their control. The law of attraction breaks down to the message that you send telepathically. If you send a mixed message based on your own anxiety, you're going to attract people to fulfill those feelings. When you let go of the outcome, you're not consumed or concerned with the outcome, then you can be effective. To be effective is to ask the questions in a sequence. Not only can you address the objections at the end of the call, you can address the objections at the beginning of the call. If you ever sat next to me and listened to me prospect, you would hear me ask people, how serious are you about starting a business? That's a trial closing question. If I don't hear the answer I'm looking for, I'm probably going to let this person go relatively quickly and diplomatically. I ask someone how serious they are about changing the quality of their health. Do they have any health goals? Do they want to improve the quality of their health? Are they looking for a way to create an additional 500 to 2,500 or more from the comfort of their homes? If you ask these questions up front, you won't get the same type of objections that you typically will receive at the end of a conversation. I frequently ask people if you set aside any money to start a business. And I'm not saying you have to ask that, but I do it all the time. When you have no anxiety about money, because money doesn't have anxiety about you, when you stop worrying about money, because money does not worry about you, then you will tend to get the money question or the money objection a lot less. But if you frequently get the money objection, it's going to be a direct reflection of your own broke thoughts, your own poverty consciousness, and your own control that you have over not having money to keep that situation perpetuating. As you begin to let go of your own anxieties, your own insecurities, and your own low self-esteem, and you start to realize that what you have is value, and you are coming from value, you're in one of the top-tier companies in the world. Your company is soon to be a billion-dollar company, soon to have created over 140 millionaires in a period, in a short period of time, and you want to be able to be inspired to be one of them in a relatively short period of time. I've assisted many of my clients who are stuck emotionally and were not able to form the physical words out of their mouth to be able to ask the question. C.G. Siddons is one of the best clients I've ever coached. At 26 years old, I started coaching CG. For the first 13 months of coaching her, she was not able to ask the questions in the sequence required to be able to be effective at her position. As over a period of time, she became one of the best prospectors I have ever coached. Last year, she maxed out the compensation plan before her 30th birthday. Now, that could unequivocally be your story if you would let go of your control and anxiety about being rejected. You can't address the objections when you have a mixed message going on in your left brain when it keeps you stuck. And what many people do is they don't ask the questions to address the objections because of the story they have about the outcome. Once again, the typical story is, I don't want to be rejected. I don't want to offend anyone. I don't want to be pushy. I don't want anyone to think I'm trying to sell them something. Get comfortable with yourself and get comfortable with the process. You're not there to ask direct questions. You're not there to be pushy. You're there to qualify people for your time. And the more you understand that, you will spend less time on the wrong people. Not everyone qualifies for it. And this is what you're looking for, the law of the few. And because there are so many people in America, Canada, and Australia, the three main countries you'll recruit in, there's an endless supply of people who are looking for what you have, but you have to believe that. But if you hold on to your pretty little pets, you chase, stalk, beg, and convince them, well, that's not duplicatable. You can't duplicate that. What you can learn to duplicate is asking a series of questions. So when someone says to me, well, that's what most people do when you ask them a question. But use a sound, which is not a word, followed by a preposition, well, which is not even grammatically correct in the sentence structure. Well, this sounds good, but I don't have that kind of money. So when someone would say that, I ask them another question. I'll use their first name and go, Susan, if you did have the money, would you get started? Most people will say yes. If you did have the money, would you purchase? If you did have the money, would you improve the quality of your health? So when you're able to break down an objection to the simplest common denominator and find out what the real reason is that they're not deciding, you have a much higher probability of them letting go of their own control and saying yes more frequently. But when you have anxiety about the outcome, you've created the mixed message before you start. And the more you understand that, the less likely you are to go into anxiety. One of the most debilitating anxieties that most of society resides in is guilt. Too guilty to ask the questions, too guilty to succeed, too guilty to receive, because unconsciously or consciously, you're telling yourself you're not good enough. You're telling yourself that you couldn't lead them. You're telling yourself that you don't want to be responsible. That's either consciously and unconsciously, and unfortunately, that's what a large percent of society does. They're dominated by guilt. About 6 weeks ago, I started a group called Guilt Cleanse, and it is unequivocally assisting thousands of people to let go of the guilt and shame that keeps them from being prosperous. And one of the number one reasons that people don't close sales is because they don't ask. Most of society are order takers. Their expectations are not in alignment with who they really want to become. Your expectations, unconscious and conscious, are what you attract, or a byproduct of what you attract to your reality through your thoughts and feelings. The more you let go of past events that no longer serve you, the more opportunity you will have to be able to ask the questions in a sequence. When someone would say to me, well, this sounds really good, but of course you can appreciate, I have to run this by my wife. I will ask them, what is your wife's name? What does your wife do? Does your wife support you in your business endeavors? When will you be able to converse with your wife? When will you be able to get back with me? These are a series of questions. You can use any one, or you can come up with your own questions. When someone tells me that they have to think it over, I will ask them, how long do you typically require before you would trust your feelings, or how long do you typically require to be able to evaluate the business model? How long do you typically require before you'll get back with me? Ask a question when you get an objection. Don't have anxiety about offending someone. If you have anxiety about offending them, then you'll attract the people who are offendable. You're only going to offend the law of the few who are offendable. And when you let go of control of being disappointed, which is unfortunately what most people reside in, their unconscious state is disappointment. They've been through a series of events that have been disappointing for them. They get into a business. They don't get instant gratification. Voila, they are disappointed. Overwhelmed is another neurological condition that becomes a behavior that keeps a lot of people avoiding. If you have become a career procrastinator, what it means is that you avoid the perceived change, the pain of change. Unfortunately, that's what most people do to stay average. And if you're sick and tired of being average and your averageness has you average and you desire to be exceptional, then you have to learn the basic skills of asking the questions in a sequence. Now, you've heard me say that a few times. A question is 5 to 15 words that end with question mark. A question or an answer is not a drunkalogue. Unfortunately, most people, you ask them a question, they TMI. They give too much information. They talk too much. They talk in riddles. They talk in stories. They talk in details. They talk in facts. You can't duplicate that. What you can duplicate is simplicity. The more simple you are about the process, the higher the probability you will create a favorable result. No matter how good you are, you cannot win them all. When you become skilled, and that's a key word, S-K-I-L-L-E-D, at asking the questions in a sequence, that means that you become a master asker, a master persuader. There's a much higher probability that you can engage with people. But when you're anxious, you'll create the very objections you seek to avoid to fulfill your feelings of disappointment. That way you can say, this always happens to me. People have frequently asked me what I would say when someone says, is this a pyramid? And I'll tell you, in 30-plus years, I haven't received that statement 5 times in my career because it's not my wheelhouse. It's not something I project. Whatever you project is what you attract. When you begin to let go of your anxieties about past events that have kept you overwhelmed, stuck, and diseased, then you will begin to attract a different type of prosperity seeker to your reality in a much higher law of frequency. The law of frequency is going to be directly proportionate to what you do over and over. That's what creates an emotional addiction. Emotional addictions are what create physical addictions, and then it keeps us from closing our transactions. So for those of you on today's call, here's just some common sense wisdom from a millionaire. When it comes to objections, understand the objections. When someone flat out isn't interested, let them go diplomatically and disengage and move on to another conversation. When someone's hostile and once convinced, that doesn't qualify for my time. Make sure it doesn't qualify for your time. Let go of your tendency to think that everyone needs what you have. Bring your value and service to free enterprise and see the people who see the value and service of what they're looking for. Talk less, ask more. When you receive an objection, ask a question. Well, this sounds good. I don't have the money. If you did have the money, would you get started? Do you see the value in our business? Do you see the value in our products and services? Where could you attract and or find that type of money to be able to put yourself in position to get started? Ask a few simple questions. I'm sure you can appreciate I have to run this by my wife. I can appreciate that. When would you be able to converse with her and you and I establish our next appointment? Call people's bluffs, because that's what a lot of people do. They tell you what they think you want to hear, blowing you off, then you get seduced, following up and calling these people back and they don't answer. Stop stalking people. If you follow up with them once, don't hound them to death. Don't stalk someone. If someone's not interested, they're not interested. Attract your reality. Quality leads that become a lead magnet, become very skilled at leads, and then you won't get so attached to the outcome and so attached to the leads. Sue, with that, I'm going to go ahead and pass the call back to you. It's my honor and privilege. For anyone who wants to reach me directly, here's a little bit about what I do. I've been a success coach and a mentor for going on 19 years. I've coached over 9,000 clients, 50,000 plus hours. I've coached 4 people in the last 2 years that maxed out the compensation plan, and I was Susan Sly's coach from 2004 to 2006. I also had the privilege of coaching Sue, Carolyn Rodriguez, and many top-tier income earners in Isagenics and all over the world from many other businesses, companies, and professions. If you want to find out a little bit more about me and you're serious about hiring me to be your coach, I'll leave you my number. My number is 209-932-0227. 209-932-0227. I'm in such a demand as a coach, I routinely have a 12 to a 14-week waiting list for my coaching once I'm officially hired. So if you want to find out more, there's a number where you can reach me. Sue, I'm going to go ahead and pass the call back to you.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey. That was such an amazing call and one to be listened to a number of times. I also encourage you folks, Jeffrey has an amazing CD series as well, and his books are an invaluable resource to add to your library. So don't forget that number. It is 209-932-0227. Give Jeffrey a call and watch your business propel forward. So on that note, everyone, if we want to just take a couple of wins or shares or even some takeaways from this morning's call, I'd love to hear from you.
What an awesome, awesome call. I was muted.
I think I heard Barbie jump out.
Yes, I said, what an awesome call. I couldn't get enough, and I'm going to listen to this over and over again and highly recommend this call to some of my new leaders and how to handle their rejections that they're having struggles with.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, Barbie. And there really is a series of questions. And oftentimes we, as Jeffrey said, we get caught up in our own thoughts and our own desired outcomes instead of just having those series of questions to qualify people. So thank you for that. Who else would like to step out and share?
Hi, it's Shruti.
Hi, Shruti.
Hey, how are you?
Wonderful.
Good. Well, Jeff, thank you so much. I can listen to you day after day. It's always fresh. I just wanted to say that my takeaway was we're in the business of qualifying people. We're not in the business of convincing people and chasing people. And I love hearing that because we all need that reminder. We are just asking questions and making sure that we want to be partnering with whoever we're talking to. So thank you for that.
Awesome share. Thank you, Shruti. Let's take one more before we get out and okay, ask with people and follow up. One more share.
This is Mercy. I learned to let go of your own control and anxiety.
Good takeaway.
That's a tough one. Yep, that's a tough one. If you have the objection thinking of it in your mind, then that's probably what you're going to be bringing about. So, wonderful. Thank you for that. And it is the bottom of the hour. Thank you all for joining us today. The theme of the week is overcoming objections, so we hope to have you back Tuesday through Friday. Talk to you all soon, guys.
Thanks, Sue.
Thank you.
Thank you.